Volkswagen Australia is still reeling from its parent company's emissions scandal, and it seems floor traffic at dealers has slowed as customers, in the short term anyway, have showed a reluctance to buy the German company's products. In many ways, that's a shame, as VW's petrol models are obviously unaffected. I've always highly regarded the latest Volkswagen Golf and the 1.4-litre turbo petrol entry model, currently $22,990 with a rear-view camera and App Connect smartphone integration, is a great buy. I've just tested the latest Golf GTI, a car I'd booked for test before the scandal broke. The 2-litre turbo GTI manual at $49.90 is a very stimulating package. My wife, who prefers automatic, surprisingly found the manual GTI a great driver's car. In short, it makes performance motoring look easy. Nice torque, a positive yet light gear change, and a great clutch. Little to criticise, frankly. Even the bolstered seats in this case are very comfortable, and that goes for the standard petrol Volkswagen Golf as well, really. The entry 1.4-litre turbo 92 TSI 7-speed DSG automatic is currently $25,490 drive away, with rear-view camera and smartphone integration, and is good buying. If you like European cars over Japanese or Korean models, it offers a real point of difference. There's no doubt resale values of VW diesels have taken a big hit by the scandal, but VW petrol prices are generally unaffected. I'm David Berthon.